Hello, everybody. Yes, I finally got this little anchor stuff working. Welcome to my podcast. This is Diamond Baby. Yes, you heard it right. This is my first time doing podcasting, but I always record myself. Like, I have, like, I would say virtual diaries, I call them. So, I guess I might as well just start converting them to Anchor. It's better. So, anyway, my podcast basically is going to be about what's on my mind, what I go through. Like, you will eventually learn that I am a real person. I don't talk about stuff that I haven't been through, stuff I don't know about, assumptions, none of that. I speak straight facts, big facts. If you want to be exact. So, anyway, today, what's going on in my life, just to let you know, today is September the 18th, 2018. And at this moment, I am currently driving. I'm not supposed to be talking, but I got on a headset. So, you know, keep the popos away from me. You feel me? Shit. So anyway, what's on my mind currently and what made me just open this app while I just pulled over and like, shit, let me just go on this app. It is men that's in jail. That's what I'm going to say. Men that's in jail. You know, I don't understand what it is about a man when he go to jail. Oh, baby, you gotta hold me down, but it's just like, their expectations just go up more, is what I say. So, the people that I know in my life, you know, for their own discretion, I always just get them nicknames. So, for this dude nickname, I am going to call him Pooh Bell, because that's how he look. Fat and soft. Yeah, I mean, Pooh Bear's currently locked up, you know, the popos got him, it's fucked up, but shit happens, you know, like he said, I'm locked up, but I ain't fucked up, and I feel him, that was real nigga shit right there. So anywho, Pooh Bear locked up. I met Pooh Bear maybe about 2015, and, you know, when I first met him, it was kind of, I wouldn't say awkward, but he did follow me for like a whole block. Like, for a whole block, he followed me, talking to me, asking me different questions about myself. And I found that kind of unique. Like, first of all, why is this dude following me? Second of all, why is this nigga asking me so many questions? Like, damn, nigga, what? Who is you? Shit. But anyway. So, yeah. I met Pooh Bear about 2015, 2016. You know, we hung out. You know, if I was hanging out with my crowd, I'd invite him over. You know, be like, we at the bar cooling. You know, you can come over if you want to. So he'll slide through. We'll chill and shit. You know, he'll call me over when he's watching a movie in the daytime. And I'll go over and watch with him, smoke with him, you know, chill with him, and go and take my ass back home. I guess he felt some type of way because I just wanted to be a friend to him. I didn't want to have no type of sexual intercourse, just strictly friends. Like, that wasn't good enough for him. And he completely just was like, since you're not trying to fuck me and we spending all this time around each other, I guess I'm just going to stop talking to you. And I'm like, cool. Okay, cool. Shit. I'm not finna be sweating you or trying to see why you feel some type of way. Shit, you feel some type of way. Oh, nice knowing you. I'll see you around town. Hello. Goodbye. That's it. But, yeah, years go by. Now he's in jail. And that's tragic. Tragic. So, it's like, I've seen him around places. I've seen him, and I hid too. I did not want to say hey to his ass, because last time I seen his ass, he went to, hey, yeah, what's your number, what's on, blah, blah, blah. Like, you ain't the same nigga that tried to act funny because I didn't want to have sex with you, but we gonna play it cool. Hello, ain't on shit. My phone fucked up right now. I just got this new phone.
But my phone fucked up right now. So, yeah, what's up with you, dog, shorty? And let his ass going on about his business. So now nigga locked up, whatever. So I ain't gonna even lie, I did feel some type of way, like, cause motherfuckers going around, you know, saying bad shit about him. And I just know he a good person. He young, he just trying to get it and take care of his kids. But you know, it's always fuck shit in between motherfuckers trying to do good. So the fuck shit is people want to talk shit and he get locked up and people want to talk shit why he locked up. And I'm just like, damn, y'all dirty as fuck. So, you know, when I used to, you know, kick it with him, like, I don't hang around nobody that's phony, that's fake. If I don't like you, I'm not going to be around you. And if I'm around you and, you know, we cool with the same people, I don't have to say nothing to you. Not a hello, not a goodbye. Fuck that people be talking about some. I still say hey to them, even though I know they don't like me. Not me. I ain't going to say not a damn thing to you. I'm just going to look at you like, and keep on talking and do what I'm doing to somebody else. Like, fuck you. Because I don't get no fuck. I'm Aquarius. Shit. But anywho, I got off subject. Now that he in jail, you know, we didn't connect it. And I'm like, I wanted to see why you was acting funny. So that's how I found out. You know, I can't be around a girl I like and not have sex with her. You sound like a little ass boy, but okay, yeah, whatever. So motherfucking niggas like, yeah, I appreciate, you know, you connecting with me and all this other shit. I'ma fuck with you when I get out. Let's not even begin with that jail talk shit, cause I gotta go to work tomorrow at 9:30, and I don't got time to be trying to explain fuck niggas and they shit right now. And I'ma leave that to another podcast. Like, I was so happy they came out with this, because this is all I do is really, like, express myself. If it's not via rap, it's via poems. And now I have this. But back to what I was talking about. Niggas get in jail. You know, you weren't fucking with me when you was out, but you want to talk about put some money on your phone. I'm just the type of bitch. Excuse me, sir. Why your baby mama didn't buy you a phone card? I'm just that type of bitch. I'll drop a nigga off. Wherever you ain't my man, so I mean, we cool, you know, we hang out. I don't mind dropping a nigga off so he can go on to another bitch and, you know, so he can get what he gonna get. I'll meet up with you later and shit, we can kick it again. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with that because I'm not giving it up, so we gotta get it from somewhere. It's not that I don't have it. It's just, I give it up if I want to. Not, yeah, I say that. So, yep, you know, if I wanted to put money on that phone, I would have been did it. But it's just like, no, nigga, tell your baby mom to buy you a motherfucking phone card. And if she don't buy you a phone card, then we're going to talk the freeway. Yeah, if it's a visit that I got to come down there to see you and it's free, I'm doing that. Nigga, snail mail is still out. Why people be acting like, oh, you can't send a letter. Only thing you can do is call now, nigga. Before they made phones, they had pen and paper, my brother. So get that shit to going. Because, look, my little $14.95, I ain't petty, but I'm just saying. My little $14.95 can go on me getting an update on my nails, me getting some meals at work for a few days. I mean, because I got the McDonald's app, so, you know, so you can get a lot of shit on there for the Lolo. So, yeah, $14 can take a nigga for like 2 weeks. Boy. And then it's just like, my mama told me, I said, well, didn't that dude buy you stuff when he was out? Wasn't he nice to you? What the fuck? You supposed to be on my side, first of all. Second of all, I put some money on that motherfucker after his ass go to the joint. When you go to the joint, then that's when it's gonna matter. Cause you're not gonna be around no niggas that you know. I'm not finna be coming to see you. Your baby mama and them, they not gonna be able to see you, you know, unless they do that video visitation shit. But, you know, it counts more when you're in the joint. You get more shit when you're in the joint. You know, niggas can get pictures. Niggas can send emails. You know, I know how that shit go. He ain't never been to the joint. He don't know. But I'm trying to tell him, nigga, when you get to the joint, it's going to be much better. You're going to get a TV. You're going to hear local radio stations, nigga. You know, more black people. You know, better food, maybe. I'm just saying, shit. My $14.95 can go when a nigga goes to the joint. You feel me? But, yeah, I just don't know. That's just how I'm feeling at this moment. And after I get through with y'all, I'm finna go on in here and make me some chicken wings. Because the nigga been at work since 9:30 and I'm motherfucking tired. So, this is the diamond. The blackest diamond that you will ever know. You know, them rare too. Very rare. One in a kind, they say. I'm finna take my crazy ass upstairs and eat my motherfucking chicken wings. Y'all have a good night. One love. I'm out. Peace up. A-Town down. Well, okay.